page 206. A veil upon the inner vision lay. A force was there that hid its dreadful steps. All was belied, it thought itself the truth. All were beset, but knew not of the siege, for none could see the authors of their fall. Aware of some dark wisdom still withheld, that was the seal and the warrant of its strength, he followed the track of dim, tremendous steps, returning to the night from which they came. A track he reached unbuilt and owned by none. There all could enter, but none stay for long. It was a no man's land of evil air, a crowded neighborhood without one home, a borderland between the world and hell. Their unreality was nature's lord. It was a space where nothing could be true, for nothing was what it had claimed to be. A high appearance wrapped a spacious void. Yet nothing would confess its own pretense. Even to itself, in the ambiguous heart, a vast deception was the law of things. Only by that deception there could live. And unsubstantial nihil guaranteed, a falsehood of the forms this nature took, and made them seem a while to be and live. A borrowed magic drew them from the void. They took a shape and stuff that was not theirs, and showed a colour that they could not keep. Mirrors to a phantasm of reality. Each rainbow brilliance was a splendid lie. A beauty unreal graced a glamour face. Nothing could be relied on to remain. Joy nurtured tears and good and evil proved. But never out of evil one plucked good. Love ended early in hate. Delight killed with pain. Truth into falsity grew and death ruled life. A power that laughed at the mischiefs of the world, an irony that joined the world's contraries and flung them into each other's arms to strive, but a sardonic rictus on God's face, aloof its influence entered everywhere and left a cloven hoof mark on the breast, a twisted heart and a strange somber smile mocked at the sinister comedy of life, announcing the advent of the perilous form. An ominous tread softened its dire footfall, that none might understand or to be on guard. None heard until a dreadful grasp was close, or else all augured a divine approach. An air of prophecy felt, a heavenly hope, listened for a gospel, watched for a new star. The friend was visible, but cloaked in light, he seemed a helping angel from the skies. He armed untruth with scriptures and the law. He deceived with wisdom, with virtue slew the soul, and led to perdition of the heavenward path. A lavish sense he gave of power and joy, and when arose the warning from within, he reassured the ear with dulcet tones, or took the mind captive in its own net. His rigorous logic made the false seem true, amazing the elect with holy lore. He spoke as with the very voice of God. The air was full of treachery and ruse. Truth-speaking was the stratagem in that place. Ambush lurked in a smile and peril made. Safety its cover, trust its entry's gate. Falsehood came laughing with the eyes of truth. Each friend might turn an enemy or spy. The hand one clasped enslaved a dagger's stab, and an embrace could be doom's iron cage.